Chapter 47. Epilogue. Is anyone home? Just a sec. I have to unlock the door. Yes? Oh, I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm Bob. I'm a trucker. I used to stop by here and visit Peter and Jessica now and then. Oh, well, my name's Reg. Good to meet you, Bob. So you were friends with the Bryants then? Yes, yes, and their kids. I see. Well, they're gone. Who knows where? They've been gone for years. I'm not surprised. When I heard about people missing all over the world, kind of figured they'd be gone. Are you living here now? Yes, I am. I rented their place when they left to do missionary work in Jamaica and, well, from what I've heard, they disappeared from there. I just bought this place a few months ago, but I always had this weird feeling that someday they might come back all of a sudden. Did they take all their stuff with them? Nope, nothing that they didn't need in Jamaica. My wife and I have been trying to figure out what to do with it all. Any chance that some of Peter's books are still around? There's a big box of them in the study. Is there something in particular you're looking for? Yeah, actually there is, Reg. You see, we had some interesting discussions about religion and stuff like that. I wasn't really into it at the time. Too busy, you know how it is. But since then, well, since then this whole world's become a scary place. Yeah, it has. Since Russia invaded the Middle East and that earthquake shook the world, everything's been turned upside down. It has. And did you hear that the guy who set himself up as king in Jerusalem says he's Jesus Christ? Last night I watched an interview on TV, and apparently some people are saying that he and his deputies are immortal. Pretty far-fetched, I'd say. You'd think it'd be easy enough to prove, one way or another. But I remember Jessica saying something about that. I was hoping maybe they had a book on it that I could borrow. Sure, well, come this way. The study is just down the hall. Speaking of that king in Jerusalem, I was listening to a special radio broadcast this morning. Christian leaders from around the world are warning everyone that this guy is the Antichrist. The Pope is pleading for all Christians to unite together and take him out. Yeah, I heard that too while I was driving along in my truck, and that's why I've just got to check out what the Bryants believed. I seem to remember that ages ago, they told me Antichrist was already in the world and had been for the last 2,000 years. I'm sure they said that when Jesus returned, many people would think he was the Antichrist. I just forget how Peter came to those conclusions. I want to know why he and Jessica were so convinced this was for real. Whoa. Peter actually said that people would mistake Jesus for Antichrist. That's strange. Here's the study, Bob. The books are in here. How can that be? On the talk show this morning, they were saying that Jesus will return after 7 years of tribulation, and that's when he'll destroy this Antichrist. Well, that's what many are saying. There sure are lots of books and movies being promoted on TV right now. Everyone seems to feel that we shouldn't trust this guy in Jerusalem. Even if their predictions were a little off about when the rapture will take place, they're still sure the rest of the theory is right. But Reg, right now, I'm not sure who to trust. I just know Peter and Jess didn't agree with the popular view. They were good people and all. Would you really take their word over the Pope? I don't know. But I do know that they wouldn't want me to just accept their word for it. They'd tell me to check it out with the Bible. So that's what I... Ah, perfect. This is just what I'm looking for. The Antichrist seminars. Peter invited me to come to these, but I could never fit them in. Are you sure you don't mind me taking this, Reg? No, but maybe you could let me know if you find anything interesting. I'd be happy to. You know, I'll bet there's something else you'd like to see. Down in the basement, there's a sign from the old chapel they used to go to on Sundays. Council wanted it removed, so I stored it away down here. Yeah, I remember an old sign, but I never really paid much attention to it. No, I didn't either. Never had time for religion. Been so busy with work. Watch the stairs, Bob. They're rather narrow. Sure are. Ah, the sign. So what does it say? The Christadelphians, a group of people who hold the Bible to be the revealed will of God in its entirety. They believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will, in the very near future, intervene in world affairs and visibly take control. They believe that immediately upon his return and the resurrection, the Lord will take away the responsible for judgment and reward, while those who are left will face the day of God's vengeance. They believe the Lord will eventually rule the whole world from Jerusalem, and then, and only then, will justice, peace, and harmony be brought to this earth. Check it out. Read the Bible. It's rather distressing, isn't it? In fact, it gives me the creeps. Do you think they were really taken away by Jesus? Promise me you'll tell me if you find anything interesting. Sure, I can get together with you next week if you like. I'm always driving through this part of the country. A week? Can you read that fast? When I'm scared, I can. I want to figure this out before it's too late. I don't want to go against this king in Jerusalem if he's really Jesus Christ. But if he's the Antichrist, then according to the Pope, he's the devil in disguise. Scary stuff. It is. And how I'd wished I looked into it sooner. We don't know exactly what will happen when Jesus Christ returns to gather his elect. But we do know that Jesus will gather and judge those who are responsible to him before he shows himself to the rest of the world. His words of warning are recorded in the Gospels for everyone to heed. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13.